Welcome to the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. We are so excited to welcome you on this journey to amplify your impact, skyrocket your business, and change lives through the power of your unique story. Be sure to listen to the daily prayer along with the speaker sessions and participate in the daily challenge to receive not just inspiring information, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And don't forget to download the free gifts provided by each speaker, which is an opportunity to go deeper on what they shared. Enjoy this session of the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Power of Your Story Summit. I am excited to have our next guest speaker with us today because she is my co-host. So not only is she a guest speaker for the summit, but she is the wonderful co-host for this summit. So she has been interviewing some of our guest speakers while I've been interviewing the other guest speakers. And today I get to interview her. So she gets to be in the spotlight and in the hot seat today. So I'm super excited to be able to interview my co-host. And not only is she my co-host, but I've said this many times when we do things together, she is my business bestie. She is behind the scenes when I break down, which can happen pretty often, guys, right? And I'm like, Carol, I can't do this.
You're not by yourself.
I'm like, I'm quitting. Today was a horrible day. She pulls me off the ledge. She's like, girl, you could do this. You got this. Think about this. Let me help you. Like just recently, she's like, girl, let's do a session together. I think she realized I was struggling. So she's like, let's do a session together. And I just value her friendship so, so, so much. So whenever I get an opportunity to interview her and to be in the space with her, it's always something I'm happy to do. So I'm excited to introduce our next guest speaker and the co-host of the Power of Your Story Summit, Carol J. Dunlop.
Hey, Nadine, thank you so much for having me. I want to say right off the bat, y'all, my voice is scratchy and I'm fighting. Well, I'm getting over a cold, but if you hear something, I'm just letting you know. But my spirit is willing.
Yes, absolutely. So I have known Carol probably for over 10 plus years now. Yeah. We met at a networking event in Atlanta many moons ago. But most of you may not know her, or if you've been in my circle, you've probably heard her on my podcast, heard on other summits, but I want to officially introduce her and tell you how amazing she is, because Carol J. Dunlop is the online wow strategist and 10-time Amazon best-selling author. She's an influential podcast host and expert event producer. She teaches purpose-driven entrepreneurs to convert their marketing into money using wow websites, along with the best unmarketing strategies. And she has a book on marketing strategy. Great book. Definitely recommend it. So they can fund their lifestyles using their businesses. Carol's clients hail from cities across the US, the UK, Canada, South Africa, New Zealand, and Australia. Talk about international. And Carol is currently working to promote the best-selling books, influential podcasts, and expert summits that she and her clients are creating. Welcome to the summit, Carol.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. And I'm so glad, you know, this is our second year doing the Power of Summits. Last year was the message. This year it's the story. And they just get better all the time. I mean, everybody went crazy over it last year. So hopefully this year, I know they're going to go crazy over it because it's bringing out some deep, deep, awesome stuff that we all need to hear.
Yeah, definitely. Our stories are powerful, and that is a fact. So before we get started into the content about the power of your story, I always like to have speakers share a fun or interesting fact about themselves. So I know you, so I'm going to actually push you to go deeper and dig deep for a fun and interesting fact that maybe I don't even know, which I think is impossible. Maybe, I don't know. What fun or interesting fact do you want to share with the audience? And it can be something I know. I was just trying to push you to go say something that maybe I don't know, but however you feel led to share, what's a fun and interesting fact about you?
Well, I know you know this, and this is what I was planning on saying anyway. The fun fact that many people don't know about me is I'm going to be a great grandmother. Yes. My middle granddaughter is expecting, and she put the pictures on Facebook, her and her boo. I was like, oh my God. And I was like, you can't take care of that little baby because if it's a girl, you know we're gonna have the generations out there because it's me, my daughter, my granddaughter, and then my great granddaughter. I mean, if it's a
Wow.
grandson, I'm good too, but daughters will be better.
Yeah, I love it. That's definitely a fun and interesting fact to be a great grandmother.
I
That is
know,
awesome
right?
and amazing, right? I wouldn't,
Yeah.
you don't look like a great grandmother, right? But
Ain't
yes.
trying to, ain't trying to, but this great grandmother is in the gym 4 or 5 days a week.
Yes.
I love life. I'm living my
Yes.
bestest life. And I
Yes.
just want to shower my grandchildren, my children, all the people around me with love and joy and peace. So, this is amazing. I just can't even say it. It is really amazing. I never thought in my life that I would be a great grandmother, and just live to tell about it. That's
Yes.
wild.
Yeah, it's definitely a blessing. It's a blessing when you get to see the generations coming in. So,
Yes.
yeah, so that's definitely something to be thankful for. So, as you know, because you are the co-host of this summit is all about the power of your story. You mentioned the summit we did the last year, which was the power of your message, which was super powerful. But this year, God really dropped it in my spirit about story, and that we each have a story and how powerful our stories are. So, why did you say yes, number one, to co-hosting the summit again this year? And also the topic of power of your story. Why do you feel that's something that's important? Why is someone's story powerful and important for us to even co-host a summit about it?
Well, basically, I said yes because it was you, number one. Number two, I love summits. They're part of my best unmarketing strategy. And then number three, we get to talk about something that people kind of shy away from sometimes. They don't want to tell their story, or they feel like, I don't even have a story. What are you talking about? And if I did tell it, who is going to listen to me and why would that even matter? So I know how important a story is, and I know how that frame of thought was because I used to think that myself. I'd hear people say all these things about what they've done, what they've accomplished, what they've gotten over. And I always felt like even though I've gone through, breast cancer and hysterectomy and several other procedures and things like that, been married for 30 years, 31 years, I was like, well, what kind of story am I going to tell? And I had to have a coach tell me, your story is important. Your story matters. So get it together and tell me what it is. So that's what I did.
Yeah, I love it. Your story matters. And just those few things that you mentioned about your life,
I know.
hysterectomy, cancer, marriage, all of them are powerful things that
Yeah.
other people can get help with. Maybe there's someone that is debating whether they should get a hysterectomy right now. If you
Right.
tell your story, that can impact them. Maybe there's someone that has a cancer diagnosis and
Right.
getting inspiration from you and how you came through it. Maybe there's someone that's struggling in their marriage, right? So there
Right.
is power in your story, and your story matters. And that's exactly why we are doing this awesome summit. So, as you know, we have several different categories, the art of storytelling, share your story, steward your story. You selected monetize your story, which is no surprise to me because Carol's always like, how can we make the money? How can we get
Yes,
the
yes.
cha-ching, right? So why did you pick monetize your story, and why do you think it's important for us to monetize our story?
That is really easy for me to answer. I picked monetizing my story because God told us several times in the Bible, in His Word, that you need to prosper. And I looked this up. Prosper, prosperity, some other form of that word is mentioned in the Bible over 90 times. 90 times. So God was really concerned with us prospering, and I go by that scripture. My most favorite scripture of all is, I can do all things through Jesus Christ who strengthens me. I love that. Philippians 4:13, I believe. I know it sometimes, and then sometimes it goes out of my head, old age. No,
chemotherapy,
I'm the
a
same
lot of
way. I'm
stuff.
never good. I'm never good with the biblical addresses, but I know the text, right? But the actual address of where it comes from, I always admire people that are like Romans 10:10, Psalm da 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 da, and they rolled off there, and I don't, always remember.
Right.
So I totally understand.
Yeah, so that one I do know, Philippians 4:13. But the other one I always knew about this, and this is, beloved, I pray that in all aspects you will prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. And that's from 3 John 1:2. I did have to look up the 3 John 1:2, but I live my life by that because the whole thing is God gave us an assignment. Go out there and spread the gospel, right? He didn't tell us anything else. He's like, go spread the gospel. This is the gospel, go spread it. He didn't tell us how to do it. He didn't tell us when to do it. He doesn't tell us what we need to use. He just said, go spread the gospel. So I take that upon free will to do what we want, how we want, in alignment with him and what he's teaching. So the thing is, oh girl, I gotta have some shoes. Sometimes I need some new glasses. I definitely want to have a house or some roof over my head, food to eat. Right now I don't have a car, I don't need one. We walk everywhere we go. But those things that I just mentioned cost money. And even if you're a not-for-profit, non-profit, whatever kind of business you have, you still gotta have money. Because even the nonprofit companies that are out there who says, I want to put shoes on the kids that don't have any shoes. I want to give food to the people who don't have any food. I want to have affordable housing for the people who need it. You got to have money. And so if you're in business and you're not making money or you're not making the money you want, it's just kind of like a failed attempt at doing something. You have an expensive hobby, basically. That's what it is. Because a business makes money. A hobby is just something you spend money on, basically. And your reward that you get for having a hobby is, hey, I just knitted this whole blanket, or hey, I'm making some booties for my new grandchild, or what, our great grandchild, or children, or whatever. But a business, you make money. And with this money, with monetizing your business, with this money, you can direct how things go. Now, it could be on
Absolutely.
a dark side. Right? You want to use your money for evil or for helping somebody do something crazy that's not lawful. But we're talking about the good stuff because, the Bible itself says, and if I'm wrong, let me know. It's not that money is evil. It's the love of money is
Absolutely,
evil.
that's
The
correct.
love of money and what it can do. And it's not really the money, it's the money gives you power, right? So the people who are after that whole thing are really after the money and the power, the influence. But if we can take that for good, let's use the money for good stuff. Let's use it for good influence. We can influence our government. We can influence the people around us. We can influence our family members. Because if we're the ones who are making the money and our family members are coming to us and say, hey, can you help me out? Can you pay my bill for me? Can you do this? Well, of course I can. If you do this, this, and this, then I'll take care of that for you. We shouldn't let anyone run over us with our money because we had blood, sweat, and tears we put into that stuff to get this money. And so when you women in general, because we're like, I don't know. I don't know if I want to put myself out there and ask for money for what I'm doing. Yes. How many times did I say the word prosper appears in the Bible? 90 different times. God is concerned with us. He's concerned with how we are making life work in this world. He said to us, I would that you would prosper as your soul prospers. So we all want to know about that soul thing. We all want to, in the end, welcome that good and faithful servant. Come on in, right? So we're all working on the soul. But he says, in all aspects, I want you to prosper as your soul prospers.
Yeah, I think that's great. I love what you've shared so far about why you selected monetize your story because we need to have money to live, like you said, a roof, we need food. And people forget that, especially women of faith, believers, Christians. It's like we want to have an impact, we want to do good. But sometimes we don't realize that in having an impact and in doing good, there is nothing wrong with prospering. So I love that you mentioned how many times in the Bible it says over 90 times that we
we need to prosper because that is God's desire for us. And sometimes we get caught up in that whole, oh, it's prosperity message. Like you have to be, prosperous and make millions of dollars, and that's evil, that's against God. But then on the other side of the coin is poverty message, right? If we're not making money, we're not doing good. If we don't have a roof over our head, if we don't have food on our table and we're in poverty, is that really what God desires for us? So I love how you always point to the fact that God desires us to monetize our story through the work that we're doing, because we share our story through the work that we're doing because it's so important. And I love that. That is why the topic that you chose for the summit is monetize because God told me to do it. Monetize because God told me to do it. I love that title. And I know that you've shared some scripture verses about God telling us to prosper. So share a little bit more about why you picked the title Monetize because God told me to do it.
Well, basically, it's because I like money. Money doesn't have, it's some people say it's an energy, some people say it's just a mindset. You can say whatever you want about money, but money is money. Money is power. Money is giving you the opportunity to do the things that you really want to do. And that's also why I put in my bio that to help fund your lifestyle with your business. So if your business cannot fund your lifestyle, something is wrong, because something's going to fund your lifestyle, or you're not going to have a lifestyle. You're just making it day after day, not doing what you really should be doing, not doing what God has put on your heart to do, has put in the books for you to do, and you're not doing it. So I know that the things that we do funds our lifestyle. So it might as well be your business, right? Because if your business is funding your lifestyle, then you have freedom. Because money gives you freedom as well. So if you can have the freedom to direct whatever it is in in your life that you want to do, just like my husband and I, we got tired of living in the States and all the things that were going on, and got tired of being depressed and stressed and not knowing what we could do. And every penny, even though our business was making money, every penny was being sucked into us living. I was like, this isn't the lifestyle we want. So we decided to escape. And we did that a whole year ago. We came to Playa del Carmen, Mexico. We've been here ever since, although we were going to travel around and see exactly where we were going to live. We came here and fell in love. We stayed. And now I'm really living what I said. My business is actually funding the lifestyle that I want. And that lifestyle gives me the opportunity and the freedom to help others get in this mindset, because it is a mindset. It's a mindset around money is not evil. Money is good. Money is powerful. Money means freedom. And freedom is the new flex. So if you really want to flex on your peeps and tell them what you're doing, freedom to do what it is that you want, not held down by the things that are out there, by the world and what they say you should do, how you should live, what you should do. Because we hear that all the time from when I think when we first are born, somebody's telling us what to do, when to do, all of it. So we feel like we're in this, when do I get this free will that God has told me about, that God has said that I have? It's not until we really realize that we can create our own freedoms. We can create our own life. And our business is going to lead us to that, because by the time you get, reach like 18, you're going to have a job or two, right? You're going to work in a society. And then you start seeing, I did. I have to say, for me, I started seeing, like, I don't really like this boss thing. I don't like these people telling me what to do. And I knew, this is the entrepreneur in me, I knew I could do it better. That's the whole thing. I mean, I joined Mary Kay Cosmetics 5 different times and did not one time get a car. I think I got maybe, I didn't even get one sleeve of the red jacket, because I knew, well, if you did this and if you did that, that would help. And I started realizing some things. But the one thing that I realized is that ain't my company. And Mary Kay never asked me any kind of consulting thing about how she should run hers. So I was like, okay, if I'm going to get what I really want, I've got to do it myself. And what is it that I've got to do? And from the beginning, my husband, he was like, well, how are you going to make money? What you going to do? But he was the one that kind of said, when he first met me, he was like, your talent is too big for this job. You don't need to be here, because he was an entrepreneur when I met him. So he's the one that kind of spurred me on, and he named our company Creative Services International. And now we are international. So I think it's like, speak the vision, make it plain,
Exactly.
put it in your brain, think about what you're going to do, and money has to be in there, because it's the love of money that's evil, not money itself. Money gives you
Absolutely.
freedom. That's what I want everybody to realize. Money gives you freedom.
Yeah, I love that so much. And it's true. We can think of money as energy, like you said. You can think of money as a medium of exchange, right? In order to get something, you need a medium of exchange. We can think of money as just a way of providing value, but it's needed and necessary and something that we should not be shying away from, especially as business owners. It's so important for us to monetize our business because there's freedom in that. There's freedom in being able to be, do, and have all that God desires for us when we monetize because God told us to. So I
Yes,
love that.
definitely.
Thank you for that great reminder, Carol. So if we have someone that's listening to the summit or listening to this particular session, what one thing would you suggest if they're looking to step into the power of their story? They know they have a story, they know their story matters, but they haven't fully stepped into it. What would be that one word, that phrase, or maybe a thought that you would like to share with that person to really encourage them to step into the power of their own story?
Well, I would encourage someone who's thinking, I don't have a story, or who would listen to me, is to stand in front of a mirror and just go through your life. Talk to yourself. Because the thing is, once you open your mouth and you talk about what you've been through, just like I threw that out there about breast cancer and other procedures that I had, being married for 31 years, moving to Mexico, those there's a story in each one of those. And I have to tell you, I was so excited about moving to Mexico and doing all this stuff, but I never realized how empowering it is to other people. Number one, to the people who have been thinking about it and haven't done it. Number two, to the people who have done it and welcome me in as, come on in, sister. Yeah, you're doing your thing. And then number three, to the people who never thought this was even ever possible. Now, I'm talking about like moving to another country, but there could be anything. It could be getting over breast cancer. It could be going through a diagnosis. It could be you're helping your friends. Anything. It doesn't matter, because I've had people come to me and say, and this was something I shared, I think, on another session. So y'all might hear it again, but this is still worthwhile. I was a candy striper when I was very young. I would say 13 or 14, something like that, because my whole family had been in healthcare. My mom, my sister is now a nurse. She's been a nurse forever and all that. So I'm like, okay, let me, see if I want to do this healthcare thing. So I became a candy striper, and I can say, no, that was not my deal. I didn't want to do health. I didn't want to see healthcare like that. I didn't want to see all that blood or whatever they go through. I was like, nope, this ain't for me. But years later, and I have to say about 20 years later, after I had, graduated, went through school, all this stuff, this girl came up to me. It was at one of our high school reunions, or she came up to me and she says, Carol, I don't know if you know who I am, but I just wanted to say you have inspired me so much. I didn't know who she was. And I'm like, oh, good. What did I do? And she said, I saw that you were a candy striper, and I became a candy striper. And now I'm a nurse. I'm an RN who's head of so-and-so. I was like, floored. Like, what? Really? Just because I did something that I was trying out or whatever. And I did talk about it. We took pictures. We still took pictures back then. And, I shared it with me, I'm candy striping for whatever, whatever. But to have that kind of influence on somebody I never met, never knew, and definitely didn't know what she was doing. And she said that she credited me with that. So I think that is very, extremely powerful. So that's why your story matters, because you never know who's listening to you, who's going to do something like you did, or seek you out to work with you even. Because some of the stories that I have told have caused people to come and say, hey, I want to work with you, because you and I went through this same thing. We have this thing that we both experienced together, no matter what it was. And I know that we can work together. Several of my clients have come to me like that. So Share your story. People need to hear it.
Exactly. Exactly. Share your story. Step into your story and
Yes.
share your story because of the influence and impact that you can have on other people. So I feel led to ask another question. It's not one that I usually ask, but I think it's important. It's important that I ask you this question, because it's all about being practical, right? When we talk about monetizing your story, and I know that this, I feel, is your sweet spot in how you help people monetize. After all, it's what you say, converting marketing into money is a part of
Yes,
your
yes.
bio. So before you leave, and before I ask you the final questions, I'd love for you to just share quickly three practical things that people can do to monetize. And I think you already work in these three areas. We even have a group that does these three areas. But share
Yes.
with the audience what three ways they can monetize their story.
Okay, the glad you asked me that. Love to talk about it. And the number one thing is to write a book. And better than that is to write a best-selling book, right? Because no one can tell your story like you can. And you can invite people into the book with you and, sell those spots while you're selling your story, they're selling their story. And it becomes a like conglomeration of stories that are focused on one point. So you're not the only one. You get to join in with others, right?
Absolutely.
The second thing is what I've been doing since 2009, and that is podcasting. I've had a podcast since 2009. It's gone through different iterations. My first one was Fit for Life Radio. My second one was Unmarket Your Business. I did another one, Authority Creators Lab, and then I went back to Unmarket Your Business because I felt like that was what I was doing. That was what God meant for me to do. And I reimagined it, redid it, and relaunched it last year. And I've been having the best time ever. And a podcast is something that you can really sink your teeth into, telling your story over again, different aspects of your story, sharing your story with other people, have them on. And then the final thing is a virtual summit. And the reason I love virtual summits is the book establishes your authority, right? The podcast keeps you top of mind, but the summit is like starting a movement, like you said before, Nadine. It's like starting a movement based on a theme that is going to help your business, right? So it's not just about, I'm just going to create a summit and have a bunch of people and we're going to have fun. No, it is about how you make the trajectory of your business go like crazy, but you got all these people because the summit's going to bring together several people who are talking along the same line as your theme. But in the end, you're still going to make money off of that because you can sell the packages, right? A podcast, you can sell things on the podcast, and I do that. A book, you can sell the book, and you can sell stuff inside the book, and you can sell to people who are coming into the book. So all of my things that I do, I don't just do them for money. I do them because I love them, but I always find a way to make money. That when it seems like, oh, you're not really making money off of this, like, oh, yeah, girl, I'm making money. I don't do it to just have something to do. I do it because this is part of what I do. And then I get to share it with people. So it doesn't look like I'm working or craziness is going on, but it's all good. It's all good.
Yeah, absolutely. So I love that. That's practical tips for those who are listening. Three key ways that you can monetize your message through a podcast, through a book, and a summit. A book gives you that authority, that a podcast really amplifies your message, and then your summit creates a movement. And that's something that Carol and I both work together. That's Carol does it in her business, number one. And she has helped me launch book, publish books, launch my
Four times,
summit.
right? Four times
Exactly.
bestselling author.
Yeah, become a best-selling author. So she knows what she's doing, guys. And we are also in a collective and a collaborative called She Elevates Media. And we do those three things for women of faith in business that have God-given messages. So I just wanted to make sure we share those three practical ways that you can monetize your story through podcasts, books, and summits. So you also provided a great download for the audience. You have a free download called Website Traffic Answer Guide. If you want to share a little bit about what people can expect when they download the Website Traffic Answer Guide.
Sure, I'd love to. It came about because I was doing my podcast, and the one of the main questions that I ask every guest that comes on is, how do you get traffic to your website? Because we all need to get traffic, more traffic, any traffic. the traffic that's going to convert to sales or convert to clients, right? So that was one of the questions that I asked. And then I had a spiritual download that said, hey, why don't you just take, I think at that time I had done 9 going on 10 episodes of the Reimagined One. And I was like, why don't you take that together, put it all together with, because the stuff was already done. They answered the question and we went through, exactly how they did it. They told me their tips or their things. And then I wanted to make it replicable, repeatable. The other word was not coming out, repeatable.
Replicable, yeah.
Replicable. See it, it won't even come out.
Replicable, yeah. Tongue twister, replicable.
Yeah, so I wanted to make it something that people could do. So I created this answer guide to answer the question, how do I get traffic? Well, I got 9 ways for you to get traffic by seasoned experts who get a lot of traffic to their site, and they're all doing something different. And guess what, Nadine? You're one of them. You were talking about traffic spurts, and
Yep.
it was the other thing. It was spurts and something else, and I can't remember what it
Sprints,
was.
sprints and sprints
Sprints and
and
spurts. I know I
I
said
think so.
spurts,
Yeah.
but Nadine is in there, and she didn't know when she did the podcast, and I didn't know either, that we're going to turn it into something. But it's a way for me to help the people, the guests on my podcast, to get more exposure, and the audience to get more information, and for people to know more about my authority and what I do. So it was a trifecta of information, impact, and all of that. So
Yeah,
go ahead and
definitely.
download that right now, because it has stuff and it has place for notes. It has the tips and tricks that are all in there. You're going to
Yeah.
use it and you're going to
So
love
if
it.
yeah, so if you're looking for traffic to your website, go ahead and download that website traffic answer guide, and you can get
Exactly.
traffic not only to your website, but your story. You know, if your story's on your website, people are going to be going there and they'll be reading your story on your website. So pick up that free download as a part of the summit. You're also offering a VIP. So for those who have VIP access, those who have upgraded, you can get a free VIP visibility booking system from Carol. So I definitely encourage you, if you haven't already upgraded to that access, you want to go ahead and upgrade so you can get this particular thing from Carol, the visibility booking system. Tell us a little bit more about that.
All right, so a lot of us guest on podcasts, speak on summits, and do some other things, right? But this workbook teaches you step by step how to take your guest spots and turn them into traffic to your website and money in the bank. So you got to have it.
Absolutely. So get that free download and upgrade to VIP to get the system that actually shows you how to make money off of it with the visibility booking system. Awesome, Carol. So how can people connect with you, all the amazing work that you're doing in the world? Tell us a little bit about the work that you do and then how people can connect with you.
Oh, great. So if you want to find out more about how to create a wow website that converts traffic into clients, I want you to go to my website right now, csicorporation.com. If you want to follow me on social media, everything's there on the website that you need, and I look forward to connecting with you.
Thank you so much, Carol, for being a part of the Power of Your Story Summit. Not only for being an amazing guest speaker, but also agreeing to co-host for 2 years in a row. I so appreciate you. Thank you so much for being a part of the summit.
Thank you for listening to this session of the Power of Your Story Virtual Summit. If you haven't already, be sure to listen to the daily prayer at the top of the page and make sure you check out the daily challenge. The challenges are specific to each category and are located at the bottom of the page. Are you thinking that you won't be able to listen to, learn from, or enjoy each of the 24 interview sessions? No worries. Simply upgrade to the Power of Your Story All Access Premium Pass. You'll get lifetime access to all 24 recordings, plus the Power of Your Story swag bag worth over $2,555. There's no better time than right now to create and promote your story and skyrocket your business, and you'll have access to the tools you need forever. Click the link to upgrade right here on the page. Thank you again, and stay tuned for the next speaker.